Joseph, this haste or this rapid rise of this development can also contain good things. Thank you, dear Joseph. It was interesting for us to hear that the spiritual world actually demands much more from modern people than it did from people a few hundred years ago. Progress has come very quickly, but I see that there is still a lot of backwardness in religious matters, for example, and that in this respect there is actually no progress or only very, very little progress. But the leaders of the religions are also responsible for progress. They certainly know that changes should take place here too, but they still do nothing. I assume they will be blamed if they impede progress. Joseph, every person has his own special judgment, and the greater his influence on his fellow human beings, the stricter the judgment will be on him. Dear friend Joseph, you could see that child mortality was much higher back then. Was that also part of the plan? Does this also have to do with mental development? Joseph, yes, everything is recorded and recorded in this development. Dear Joseph, when people are rushed into this rush, the longing for peace comes. I suspect that in later ages or years, this calm will give rise to drawing closer to God and searching for religion. Joseph, yes, we hope that it will be that way. This haste causes people to wear themselves out, so they suddenly become accessible again to nature, to the divine, to the beauty of the earth. I think that is the point of this rush. Joseph, that might be saying a bit too much. This is all just a matter of development, and many people are tested very harshly, because this development also brings with it its great tests, perhaps increased tests. Because remember, if you did not have this comfort in the past and did not know it, then envy or the urge for possession could not have been present to this extent either, so you did not have the desire to live in this wealth, and therefore, let us say, perhaps some of the vices were not there. There are new vices today. Nowadays people face completely different tests than before. If someone used to live in a simple, modest house, he knew that his neighbor was no better off. This one did not have it any other way, so they did not think about it. If you look at people today and see what they have, when one sees what the other has, he wants it too. He might force it, he can force it in an unfair way and thereby perhaps cause distress, misery and dissatisfaction and so on. It is like a chain. You know that yourself. Dear Joseph, how far back does Gstaasis life lie? Joseph, yes. Can you roughly estimate it? I think about 300 years. Joseph, yes. Report of the experience of the ascending spirit being Stasia and answering questions from spirit teacher Joseph by mediator Beatrice Brunner in the hall on Mar 1 Quarten Caldenstress, Zurich. Template, tape transcript. Next headline, October 7, 1959. Waldemar. Leisure activities in the world beyond. Exhilarating creation in intellectual workshops. Greetings from the control spirit. Waldemar, God bless you. My dear brothers and sisters, I have the task of telling you about my impressions and experiences. And so I have to briefly describe my last life and then return to the previous life. In my last life I tried to live as a right man. I had a wife and children, and I tried to the best of my ability to fulfill my duties and also to obey the Lord's commandments. I do not want to explain anything further about this life itself, because nothing special happened, that would mean that I had not acquired any great merits in this last life. I would like to give an insight into my return to the other world. Of course, I was amazed to hear that life was not over but continued. My mother spoke these words to me, "You are alive, and you also have to work here. You also have to follow the Lord Atiyam's commandments here, even more strictly than in your human life." The environment in which I now lived was beautiful. Since I compared it too much with everything I had heard and seen in the earthly realm, I was satisfied with it. But those who dealt with me, they were God's representatives, made it clear to me that I should actually have achieved greater merit. The way I lived would have been completely Christian, but prayer alone would not have been possible fruit without the actions, I should have made greater efforts. So in a sense, as I was told, I was back on the same, returned to the place from which I had previously started. Dated before? I asked, what does that mean? They answered me, yes, do you think you were only human once? Yes, I could not have known that. Then they explained to me, you have been in the earthly realm many, many times and have gone through all sorts of stages. I was very interested in that, and at least I wanted to know, what was I before, in the previous life? I would have loved to have heard that I was a prince or some other influential man. But they remained silent and said, that is not the main thing for you at the moment, to know who you were and what you were. You should believe our words when we tell you that you have often been in the realm of the earth. I believed that my opinion of wanting to know what one had been was correct. You could then adjust accordingly and perhaps improve. No, they replied, not yet. If you complete all tasks here to our satisfaction, we can try to have a review with you. Of course I had a lot to learn. I was introduced to a work process. We had to work and learn at the same time. We knew so little, or I knew so little. As a human being, I had never thought about it, at least never seriously and particularly, what it might look like after death, what the laws and conditions would be like there. I did not particularly concern myself with that, but I believed in God, I prayed, I tried hard to be a good person. And now they were not very satisfied with my opinion and my views. It was made clear to me that if I wanted to rise, I would have to work diligently in the service of God. I was given some pictures or insights into the heavens, how it would be so beautiful there and that I should not be content with what I was experiencing now. I should strive diligently for merit. If I showed this zeal, then I could be given so, called free time where I could choose what blissful activity I wanted to indulge in. This, I had been told, could expand my zeal, and this would enable me to fulfill my tasks better, I would do my tasks with greater joy. These tasks primarily consisted of visiting the various schools that one had to go through. Even if you did not like it, you were always drawn back. In addition to these schools, one had to go to work with the higher angelic beings. There was a lot to do, not just in relation to people. Yes, there was really a lot to be done in all areas. If you pushed your interest to the fore in an area, the angels took note of it and explained that if you particularly enjoyed it and had talent for it, you could be placed in a very specific area to work with the greatest energy and strength. Actually, it was that I, superficially speaking, interested in everything, because it was very interesting to hear so much about what there is, which as a human being you have no idea about and believe that it is an impossibility and about which you assume. So something only exists between people, only men work with their hands and with all their strength, and only they accomplish such things. I then went to work with others and visited schools. Then we agreed together that we wanted to put more energy into everything so that we could achieve something more pleasant for ourselves later. Because, I almost want to say, there was a rumor going around about who had such a pleasant and beautiful life in this other world and what there was. So we presented ourselves primarily out of pure curiosity, about what was actually offered to us for our hard work. We set to work with a little more zeal. Because you have to imagine that in this new world in which you arrive, the main thing that you have actually been preoccupied with throughout your life does not play a major role, money. There is no money, so you have to work for a different wage. But it is precisely in the early days, when you are not yet penetrated by such great insights, that you want to feel the reward. You want to see it and, I almost want to say, you have two great demands on this reward. We have now set to work with greater zeal. We were a whole group, because I lived in community with others. I did not have my own house, but I lived in a house with many others. We got along well, we got used to it. We met relatives and acquaintances now and then, but in the house where I lived there were neither relatives nor acquaintances nor friends of mine. And it was good and nice to me that way, because we have come to the realization that we have to understand each other and walk together and adapt to these new laws. But initially we were not so keen or so conscientious about working. But then we worked hard because, as I mentioned, we wanted to see the reward. But we were then told, anyone who works out of an inner need and desire to please God and who strives for higher goals would be rewarded differently than with an approach like the one we had in our work. But if we had carried out this work well, we would also enjoy it. It was explained to us, you can now gain an insight into what it means to receive reward for your work. If you carry out the work that is assigned to you diligently and accurately, you will be allowed to choose an activity or work that pleases you in your free time. Of course, we immediately realized that we had been won over to work diligently. Well, we were taken to another world. Other world is perhaps saying too much, it was just a different path that we took, and there were different gates that were opened for us to enter. And here we saw, there were spirits together who were making wonderful carpets, others were weaving, others have devoted themselves to singing, music, others to painting, others to poetry, others even, do not be surprised, practiced like in a theater and they sang along. So we had insight into a wide variety of activities. He explains, see, you can occupy yourself very intensively with all these brothers and sisters and their activities, you are now free to stay here for a certain amount of time and then choose whatever you like, you can then devote yourself to this free creation in your free time, when you are not busy with your work. So I would like to talk about myself, particularly liked braiding. There was braiding, even entire walls. I would also like to mention that there were wonderful pictures, mosaics made of colored, precious stones of all kinds. There was also a weaving or knotting or inlaying, I do not know how to put it, of flowers. Entire carpets were made from the smallest, most delicate flowers, leaves and berries, all sorts of things, wonderful. And strangely enough, it was not like in the earthly realm where flowers and leaves wither, but they remained just as fresh as the moment you took the flower in your hand, everything remained fresh and alive. This work was mainly done by women. I was interested in braiding and the material that was used for it. Of course, there were these spiritual, delicate products that are actually difficult to explain in your terms. They are fine, narrow ribbons, fine, flexible metal strips. They are something like, I would like to say, wires in a wide variety of colors. Skilled hands had made wonderful pictures, weaving whole pictures into them in a wonderful way. You first sketched it out for yourself, made a sketch like that. Then I must not omit to say that teachers are there everywhere in such a workshop and give their instructions. They let the students create largely based on their own ideas. But very often the students do not make any progress, and then these teachers are there who take the work out of their hands and do some of it themselves or give further explanations or carry out their sketches and so on. When we had to go back, we discussed what we had experienced together and we thought that it would be very interesting if you could now dedicate yourself to this kind of work, which was as free and which you could choose as you like. Our interests were different. While I loved to weave, another wanted to weave, another wanted to sing, another wanted to play music, everyone had their own special hobby. There was no discord because too many people wanted to devote themselves to the same thing, because there were too many options, too much variety, and it was too interesting. There were also those who were interested in two or three works at once and wanted to try it one time there and the other time there, they did not yet know where their special abilities were. They said too, they should watch the other students first. Then you are slowly brought in and asked, how do you think you would do that? And, would you like to join in? And they give you something in your hand. At first you only participate modestly, and then you appear more and more and you become more familiar with the others, you already have your safe place. That is how it works wonderfully. That's what happens to me too. We all agreed that we would now make greater efforts to complete the work that we did not particularly like. We wanted to make an effort so that we could then devote ourselves to joyful work in our free time. We wished that we could not just stay here temporarily, but that we could take our place there permanently. We found it much more interesting here. I decided to weave and worked on these large walls. I liked it, it was really nice. Yes, I had a fondness and a great love for it. I was not interested in singing or painting, I just liked braiding. We had to move away from this job to the other, but of course, as mentioned, we only had one desire, to be able to stay where we liked best. But we were told, take it easy. That is not how it works, that is not how you move forward, you must accomplish greater feats, and then the heavens will open even more, and you will be amazed even more. Then, when I was already well acquainted with my companion and my teachers, they were all so friendly, so loving and considerate, I simply wanted to know, yes, what was I in the earthly realm before, in my penultimate life? There they said again, well, now you do your work conscientiously and put all your strength into it, then you should have this hindsight. But you should not TMT be disappointed. Well, I am unlikely to be disappointed, I said, because the Atma are all so loving towards me, and this relationship would not TMT change if I knew what ya TMT been. Well, I put all my energy into my tasks. Then I was told, well, we are going to give you a look back at your penultimate life. We at TMLL have some of this unrolled for you. It was explained to me that the veil would only be removed from you when you were spiritually fully mature for everything. Then one could look through these different gates and recognize these different lives. It is always assessed on a case-by-case basis, but on the whole it would not be good to look into the past, but rather one should concern oneself with the present and put all one's interests and all one's strength into it where one stands. The task that is closest to you must be fulfilled and you must not allow yourself to be distracted or distracted, disappointed or whatnot, in order to fulfill your task correctly. Of course they saw in me that I was willing to accept it, I did not want to feel disappointed, no matter how I should have lived. Then this previous life was open to me. I would like to tell you something about that. I am doing this to give you an insight into the rise of man and the progress he can make. It is intended to show that one should not become too overconfident when things are going well in one's life, but that if one has the faith and knowledge that one has already been to the earthly realm several times, one should also be aware that one comes up from below and the strength of each soul is different. One is always oriented towards nobleness, while another can be oriented towards malice. So this is also something that always accompanies you, throughout all your lives. Now I would like to lift the curtain for you. Yes, as a young person I saw myself wandering, hiking, with only a bag on my back, a staff in his hand, shoes, if you say shoes, good, and clothes more than poor. So as a young person I moved from village to village. What did I live on? Where I slept. Yes, I went to a house and asked about work. Yes, I was told, such a tramp. Well, Whitman not safe and you never know what will happen to you if someone like that was in the house. And yet then again they had a compassionate heart and said, well, here you can mend something, here you can weave something out, here you can do something. Then I did it. I had learned it from my father, mending and braiding. But I never felt the need to stay anywhere. I was always invited to stay, I could do some permanent work, and they would give me something, pay or pay for clothes and so on. Oh no, I did not want that. Then when the colder season came, I moved south. I slept, when I did not have a job somewhere that gave me a roof, in a stable and, when the weather was nice, in Mother Nature. That was the most beautiful thing, once by a stream, once under a flowering tree. Then I sang and whistled, and I found life so beautiful. Then I hiked again. If I did not have anything left in my bag, I just had to look for work somewhere again. My reward was some food, some meat, bacon, turnips, bread or anything else that happened to be in the house. That was the reward, and that was enough for me. In between I took care of myself and got through well. I hiked. I also saw myself as an older man. So I never had solid ground, I was like a kind of tramp. Now, of course, I have to add, there were already opportunities to be dishonest. But I never was. I believed in God and I also prayed. When I had nothing left in my sack, I prayed particularly hard and asked that the good Lord would give me my daily bread again. So I found a job somewhere again and I could braid, that suited me to some extent. Then once I came to a house to a carpenter or a sawyer, I think that is how you say it. I also had, once again, nothing left in the bag. Then they said to me, "Yes, come here, come here, we have work for you, that is nothing, such a tramp, but tell me, are you honest?" "Yes, of course I am honest." But I told them up front, "I am only staying for a few days. I just want to secure some bread for the next few days, then move on." So I continued. But I was given work and I did it. And just as it was in my mind, what I had to do was not indoors, I had to work with wood and other things, I naturally looked out into the open more than did any work. There was a pond near the house and children were playing there, they were the children of my bread giver. They were walking closer and closer to this pond, and I thought, well, suddenly one of them falls in. And it was already done. The other children had already run away. I was the first to see it and, without further ado, I jumped and threw myself, I do not know how, into this pond. I took the child by the head and pulled him out. Of course I triumphantly went to my breadwinner and told him, "I saved your child." Yes, of course there was great excitement and at the same time there was joy that I had just seen the accident first and had actually saved the child from death. It would have been forbidden for the children to go near the pond, but, well, as children are. Then I decided to move on again, in the pleasant hope that something more would come out of my action. And so it was, I was given more and I was soon satisfied. So I moved on again, moved on. This is how this image was unrolled for me and this is how I saw this life. Of course I thought, what kind of person were you? You did not even want to work. I was naturally disappointed with myself, but that is just how it was, they had told me in advance. Then I understood why it is better that you do not know what you have been. But they showed me another picture, I was already walking a bit hunched over. On the street, it was already getting dark, lay a wounded child. I saw that he was bleeding from his mouth and nose, and his hands were injured. I picked it up and carried it to the next house, which was not that far away. Then I shouted, "Is the child yours?" The people here were amazed, they had not even noticed that the child was not home yet. It was explained to me that this child had been in a remote house with others and had been playing and injured himself, that he had fallen down somewhere and then made his way home and fainted. And just like that, in this condition, I found the child and carried him into the house. Of course people looked at me a bit askance, as a tramp. That is just how it was actually common at that time to work around like that and only work occasionally. It was only the very conscientious people who settled down and lived for a family. Well, I got my reward there too, of course as always in food or in a piece of clothing or a new sack or something like that. I was very modest and soon satisfied. I had also been offered the opportunity to stay there, I should not move away again straight away. But I could not stand it, I had to leave. I was only happy when I could hike and live in the great outdoors, so I only worked occasionally. Then they showed me the picture of my farewell, of my death. I had become ill and then moved near a house. They did not let me into the house, but they explained to me that there was a shed or something next door and that I could lie down there. I did that and breathed my soul out there. When I opened my other eyes, they showed me this too. I marveled at this beautiful, magnificent world. The first person I met was my mother, and she said to me, "Christoph, yes, you are alive, You no longer have to wander, you no longer have to worry about bread, but you have to get used to a different life. Of course I was amazed, I am alive, and I felt so good. I looked at myself, I no longer had the sack next to me or on my back, I no longer had my tattered clothes, and I no longer had any bugs on me either. I felt so comfortable, I felt so happy. Yes, my mother then said, you know, your body now lies in the earthly realm. Now you are in the spiritual world, you have been resurrected, and now you are free. All I could do was marvel at how beautiful it was. Then my mother said to me, yes, you know, even if you were a bit dissolute, two deeds that you did in your life were given high credit. I studied and asked, two acts. What have I already done? Yes, I prayed, but I didn't TMT do anything else. Yes, said my mother, you have the child taken out of the pond, this took courage for you, and you did it, you saved the child's life. That brought you a reward because you were not too lazy or too comfortable to run away, as would otherwise have been your style. You have now completed a work and you will be rewarded for it. Yes, that is worthy of a heavenly reward, I asked, is that possible? That was my duty and I did not TMT even think about it. I was suddenly in the pond and could swim, and I don't know how that happened. Of course I was happy that it was a great achievement and I was so happy. Ah, then my life had meaning after all, then I lived a valuable life after all. The mother continued, Christoph, you are now in heaven, rejoice. The other great work, the mother continued, that you have accomplished and that has been credited to you, is the child you took in your arms and carried home. I asked, yes, is that also an act that will be rewarded in heaven? What big thing had I done? I could not see it. The mother said, yes, for you it was an act. Worse things could have happened, but you prevented worse misfortunes. It was credited to you as a great deed. You carried the child carefully, you will be rewarded for the dot. I was amazed, and then I started to study, is that actually all the great works I have accomplished in my life? And my mother replied, yes, you were pretty lazy. That is what you have for, no reward. But you will receive instruction and a job, you have to learn to work. Since you were never bad in your heart and you had never particularly violated the divine laws, you were allowed to enter this paradise. And she said, Christoph, your heart is my heart, could it have been any other way than for us to meet here? We were happy together, mother and son, and I asked, but what should happen next? Don't let that be your worry, my mother replied to me, heaven is so beautiful and it is so merciful. You know, we were poor people, and people particularly sympathized with us because, despite everything, we always had a good heart, a good disposition, and never deliberately or knowingly did anything bad to anyone. That a TMS why we were allowed to come to this heaven. I then asked, can I always stay there now? And she told me, temporarily this will be your new home. I told you, you have to learn to work. Yes, I had to learn to work. They came to me, these angels of heaven, and spoke to me as to a child. They had to teach me a lot. I had never attended any schools in my life. Reading, calculating, no, I could not do that, I could not do anything. They treated me like a child. And then they said to me, so now the period is over, a new life begins, but you have to learn, nothing like learning. Whatever you miss in your life, you have to make up for it here. But we promise you, we are full of consideration and we have great patience with you. And they explained to me, you have to start writing first. Even in the kingdom of heaven you have to be able to read and write, you have to be able to count, and you have to learn languages. Oh, I thought, that a TMS a lot. Well, they wanted to exercise patience and just explained one thing to me at a time, like a child. So I was first taught to write, read and count. Then I also got other lessons, which were the most important ones. But I should be able to do the other things first so that I can make progress in this important work, So I had to be able to read and count, and I was told, it is necessary for further lessons. Then, with the support of my mother, I got behind the work and we visited schools together.